creas.
A strange, wacky night. The Utah Jazz offense goes cold late after an awesome 14-0 run, and they lose to the Golden State Warriors. Ron Boone, David Locke, it is postcast. I'm not entirely sure what we watched tonight. We'll try to figure it out by the end of this show. This is a night where I would say, and I'm not trying to complain, I'm just sharing, as a broadcaster who was calling the game from Salt Lake City, I don't know that we got a great feel for this game, Ron, because it started with as an offensive game. The offensive ratings early in the game were 130 and 140, and we came out of a break at one point, and I was like, okay, we got to talk about how bad our defense is. We're allowing a 140 offensive rating, and then from that point on, we played great defense, and then all of a sudden, no one scored late. There were 17 points scored in the final 8:33 of the game. We only scored 6 points in the final 8 minutes and 33 seconds, so I'll be honest right now. I don't have a great feel. I don't know how between now and a back-to-back, but like I'll probably go rewatch this tomorrow morning before I talk about it again because I'm not entirely sure what we just saw.
I'm not either. That was the reason I asked you, earlier tonight about two teams supposed to be offensive or the defense. I mean, what really happened, especially in that fourth quarter? Both teams from the 3-point line went 2 for 20. And both teams at 11 for 40 from the 2-point range. So, what did we get?
2 of 20 is the fourth quarter?
That's the fourth quarter.
Wow, combined. They were 0 of 10
yeah.
in the fourth quarter.
So, I was just, what did we see? But
we saw this. We saw two teams play really hard.
Yes.
Like, if you're worried about the Jazz playing hard and their commitment and their effort level, like, there's none of that tonight. There's none of, like, the Detroit Pistons feeling and some of that, and there's for the Golden State Warriors and other Indiana Pacers. I mean, what's super interesting about this game, it was the second best team in the West versus the fourth best team in the West, two of the elite teams in the league, both playing without pieces. They're without Draymond and Clay, and Clay's not really, like, it's kind of just messy what Clay's done to them. They're probably better without Clay right now. We're without Donovan, which we certainly missed tonight, but both of us have been playing terribly. They've lost 6 of 10. We lost 6 of 8. Both of us had like terrible losses. We lost to Houston and Detroit. They had lost to Indiana without any of their players. So you actually got kind of both teams not fully formed, but playing at a really high level.
High level, and with especially the Jazz. I think the fact that the Jazz have having to put pieces in to what they want to do out there on the floor more so than what the Golden State Warriors have been able to do. I mean, they put Klay Thompson, he comes back, and he does something different. But the big thing is they've lost Draymond. Okay, we have not had Rudy. We have not had Donovan. We have not had Joe Ingles. I mean, and I think what I'm looking at is that even though both teams have been on this little losing streak, they're still doing it without key players, the key people.
And one of the key plays of the game, Kayvon Looney gets an offensive rebound. Rudy Gobert does not close the game. Lacey is saying that Rudy had a strained calf. You actually know more than we do at this point.
Yes.
If he has a strained calf, we have not been informed of that by anybody, which would be make me really happy. So if you know that, that is more information than we have sitting here in Salt Lake City. Saw him attest checking his knee and looking at his knee. But it could have been, the calf. But nonetheless, he wasn't in the game for the key rebound of the night, like the Jazz on the previous play. And then Bogey's shot late. Great step back by Bogey. Doesn't go. And Royce made a super tip, didn't go. So I'm more worried about – well, I don't know what's wrong with – let me just say I'm not more worried. I'm worried about Bogey, though. I did not like the looks of that when he got upended and then came down on that leg that hard at that angle. I hope that's not anything serious.
So you think it could be hyperextended, something like that? I mean, usually you can come back and play momentarily, but then it's the next day, something similar to a sprained ankle. A lot of times you could tighten your shoelaces up or maybe even go get retaped and finish your ball game, but it's the swelling that you got to keep out of it so you can try to play the next night. But then you've mentioned Royce O'Neal as well. You don't seem to think that he's completely right there as well.
Yeah, he didn't look right to me. He obviously had an empty box score. Like, for Royce to have no points is one thing. For him to have, like, only one assist and 5 rebounds, most of which came, I think 4 of them came in the fourth quarter. How many do you have in the fourth quarter? You have the fourth quarter box.
3.
Three. Like, to me, that's, like, for him to be that empty on the box score for most of the night to me says there was something wrong with him. And I also just saw guys getting by him in a way. I think he's got a, you know, so early reports are a bruised knee for Bogey. According to Tyson, we're just going to rely on Bleacher Report just reporting the strained calf as well. Great. You know, maybe some people are doing good reporting and not getting it from PR, but if PR is giving, it would be nice to know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Love being in Salt Lake when the team's in San Francisco right now. Otherwise, tonight, the weird one of the night was Steph Curry's 5 of 20 and 1 of 13. Was that all Steph, or did the Jazz deserve some credit for that defense?
Well, I think the Jazz, you put players like that, you try to put them in awkward position. You try to put them to a point where they're not comfortable. But I've never seen Steph not comfortable with any kind of shot that he wants to shoot. And you know, he's going through one of these phases. I watched him warm up before the ball game. It's the same warm up every time. And he's taking a lot of shots and a lot of different angles. And I think right now he's just going through something. And you mentioned something I thought was very important there, for, because he does shoot off the dribble a lot. And he seems to be really struggling in that area right now.
Yeah. I think his last 10 games, last 10 games, he was 26% on pull-up threes. He was 40% before that stretch started. So that is a tough question. One of the question, one of the comments, Del Toledo, he's like on our show every single day. He asked, how goes Clarkson, goes the Jazz? I mean, so unquestionably, without Donovan Mitchell, what Jordan Clarkson does is vital to the victory. You have to have that kind of score, particularly on a team that switches defensively a lot. He averaged 23 points a game when Donovan missed all his games last year, and he wasn't great tonight. He really had a tough night, and that makes it super hard for us offensively. I mean, I'm sure Quinn, actually part of Quinn, would have loved to finish the night tonight with Clarkson and let him go to work if he could have got it rolling like he did last time we were in San Francisco or last time we played the Warriors. But no Clarkson night, certainly him not having his game, he's really the only guy who can beat guys one-on-one. And the way they suffocate defensively and cut off the rim, Mike Conley was having a really hard time getting rushed in the lane because he's so small that if he got in too deep, he was in a lot of trouble. And so, yeah, you're right. Jordan was vital tonight, and he didn't have a great night.
And also, I don't think we had one lob tonight. Did we have one lob?
We did have Rudy. One kind of sort of pseudo lob.
With Rudy with the left hand, is that the one you're talking about?
Oh. But not many. Yeah. Mean, they really were crashing and taking that away.
You're absolutely right. They have a lot of guys in the paint that really, you know, have been able to take that away. But, you know, Jordan, you know, he's going to have nights like that. He ended up, still ended up getting 28 minutes tonight. Just didn't they cut him off, you know.
Well, so here's what you got from us tonight. You got Ron. You got me. I don't know what I saw. I don't know the injuries. And I'm not entirely sure what took place. So you got a lot of zero for me. I'm not sure I gave you a whole lot tonight. I thought the effort was outstanding. The offense obviously went south late. And I don't, you know, we just, that's who you miss, Donovan. The defense was really bad for a while. And then it was totally brilliant. And Steph Curry was strangely off. And should we beat the Warriors when they don't have Draymond and Clay and Steph is off and we don't have Donovan? I don't know.
Tough call.
We don't have Rudy in the final 3 minutes like a close game either. So.
Yeah, that's a tough call. Tough call.
All right. But I wouldn't.
Worried about tomorrow night, though.
The last question is, Zach Willard says, should we be worried or is this because we are missing guys? This is because we're missing guys. Unless you're worried about the Warriors. The Warriors have lost 6 of 10 coming in.
Okay. The Jazz, injuries, COVID. Phoenix, not a lot of that stuff.
I almost wonder tomorrow if you just
back off of that and let it. Yeah, exactly.
Bogey out, Rudy
out,
Donovan
out,
Mike back to back out.
Yeah, could be one of those ball games. Whereas the Phoenix Suns
home, hopefully everybody back.
Yeah,
you thought. See you guys.